is the Becoming Epic Podcast. Becoming epic. Epic isn't a word that we're just saying. Becoming epic. Every person is courageous. Fitness became a blessing. It's my secret weapon. I'm living every second, motivating you to become epic.
Welcome back to the Becoming Epic Podcast. My name is Adam Berezowski, and I'm your courage coach. So I am super excited for this week's episode. I'm bringing you real people with real stories, and I have a ton of them as members here at Epic. And this amazing woman that is with me today has not only impacted my life, but impacted the lives of others within our community. And so I want to welcome on Melisca.
I like that, Melisca.
Melisca. I like combining your first and last name together. Yeah. Melissa Vasquez to the Epic Podcast.
Yay, thank you for having me. I'm excited.
Yeah. No, as we're sitting here both nervous. So her story is pretty incredible. So I want to share it with not only all of you listeners, but obviously with the world. So I just want her impact. It started with me in 2020. So she joined my gym in 2020. We've literally have gone through the worst of times in life together, and it's been a growth for both of us. So I want her to kind of tell her story. So I'm just gonna shoot the shit with her. So, tell us about your journey and, where it all began.
Yeah. So it's a long, long-winded answer, but I mean, I feel like it's like I was telling Adam before we started, it's like my testimony almost. So I guess just to set it up, like growing up, I was not like super athletic. I did cheer for the most of my life, but, you know, those are cheerleaders. I mean, it can be a tough sport, but it wasn't something that like drove me or tested me athletically. My diet with growing up was like just so. I ate out a lot. You know, not the best, not the worst. So, where do I even start? So I guess what drove me to be at Epic was, a shift in my career. I mainly for 10 or so years, I was in the beauty industry. But as I got older, I realized, you know, do I want to do this for the rest of my life? Blah, blah, blah. So I was kind of going through that. And then it was December of 2019. I had someone really close to me pass away. And the way that my mind works is I just kind of had this like whole epiphany, you know, what am I going to do with my life? What is the meaning of life? You know, all the, you know, if anyone's lost anyone, it's a crazy experience. So I was dealing with a lot of grief, a lot of emotions, and my way of fixing it was, let's just do something crazy different. Let's do something that will give me one focus to make me feel good, because I was dealing with a lot of grief. I was dealing with a lot of guilt, and I felt really crappy about myself. So I wanted to do something that could give me more selflessness, something that could help other people. So I was like, let me change my job, you know? I'd already been thinking about it. And so my crazy ass was like, well, what about, you know, the military? Nope, can't do that. I'm not doing that. And then I thought about nursing for a hot second. I was like, nursing might be cool, but I was like, it's too much work, education wise. And then I was like, well, what about law enforcement? And I was like, no, there's no way. Me, like, not athletic. I grew up, you know, being super girly. And I was like, but wait a minute, I kind of love that. And then I kind of researched more and more what it took to be a police officer. And I just kind of fell in love with that. And I liked the challenge. Like I said, I wanted something that was just going to take my focus and just like I could just focus on that. So I started applying, and my first test, a physical test with Glendale PD. And I remember they had like an obstacle course, and one of the obstacle courses was the wall. Like how tall do you think that wall?
6-foot wall.
6-foot wall. Yeah. I was the only one that didn't pass that. I could not get over the wall. I tried about 5 times. And I had a reality check. I was like, wow, I really have some work to do. So, rewind a little bit. My mom had gone to Epic previously in like maybe like 2018. And I remember coming here on one of the anniversaries. You had like a, what would you say it was? It was just like a,
Epic Palooza.
Yeah, it was like Epic Palooza. There was a lot of like, it was just like a big workout. And one of them, you have a 6-foot wall here. And so I remembered that, and I was like, well, I need to freaking figure out how to get over this. And I was like, that's the only place I knew where I could, you know, get some practice in. So I remember coming in, Yeah, it was January 2020, and I remember talking with you, Adam, and I was telling you my life goals, and this is so, if anyone knows Adam, this is so on brand. We end up talking about my grief. We go through, it was supposed to be just like a consultation about what, you know, getting started here. I remember I did push-ups. Yeah. You were like, let me see how many push-ups you can do.
Yeah.
But that's basically what started me to come here was just that wall. And ironically, I never actually went to a class that had to do with that wall, but I'm still a member here today. And now I can get over the wall, obviously, but that's kind of how I started my fitness journey. And with Epic was that's just kind of how it started.
Yeah. It's so funny. Like that first day that I met you, I mean, it's like, well, you come in, we talk sales, we talk goals, all that stuff. And it ended up being like a 3-hour conversation.
It
happens quite often here, which is great. Well, I want to break down your story a little bit because I want to go back to some of the obstacles that you've had to overcome to get to this point.
Right.
It's not just literally the wall being an obstacle.
Right.
But I do have a funny story, which I don't know if I've ever told you this. I had a client, I don't know, probably 10 years ago that wanted to go into law enforcement, and she needed to jump over the wall.
Yeah.
So I didn't have a wall at the time. We actually went to a park to use the fence of an outfield of a baseball, field.
Yeah.
And there was one point where I'm like, okay, just jump up. And this is like the beginning of my career, like not understanding like the main mechanics of jumping over a wall that I do obviously now. And there was one time she got over, her pant leg got caught.
Oh my gosh.
Went over the other side and was dangling upside down, stuck.
No.
Like, could not get down.
Worst fear.
Worst fear ever. And like, I didn't know what to do. So
oh my
like,
gosh.
I don't know if I cut her pant leg or did something to get her down, but it was like the most awkward.
Oh God.
I could not stop laughing.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Like, I hadn't heard that before.
So if for those of you that are trying to learn how to jump over a wall, don't let me teach you. So let's go back to you and let's talk about your story, because I think like each one of those plays a huge role,
right?
Like losing somebody close to you. So if you don't mind kind of jumping into that and what that was like. And
yeah. So I, in December of 2019, I lost actually my boyfriend, high school boyfriend. We were together on and off for 10 years and he passed away from cancer. That is, you know, everyone knows I'm very open with that. And as far as talking about it, because I feel like it changed my life, good and bad, you know, that's where I feel like in a weird way, my life really started. Because it's such a hard, where do I even start? I mean, anyone that's lost someone, you experience grief. And I've talked about this a lot too, is when someone passes away, like, I feel like, maybe it's just me, I don't know, I guess everyone has a different experience, but with my experience, I only focus on the bad or the things that I felt like I could have done better in that relationship, or things that I missed out on, or, you know, I just had a lot of guilt. And I just felt like I did, like, you can't change that, you know, you can't go back and you can't, I can't bring him back to say sorry, I can't change those things. So in my head, all I could do was be a better person from that moment forward. And so I feel like that has shaped me to who I am today, because all I strive to do now is to, one, just be there for others and be, I always say I want to live at 100% every day. So losing someone has created that in me. You know, I can't take back those times where I wish I could be better, but I can do that now. And I think that's what I loved about law enforcement, because I feel like if you do law enforcement right, if you do, you're constantly striving to be a better person. There's so much bad out there, but you can be that good. You can be the one to make someone's day better. You can help stop fighting crime, you know, all those things. And that's been the biggest thing with losing someone, is just changing my mindset. And then also the person that I lost, I mean, was just, and I, you know, everyone thinks this about someone that they've lost, but just an incredible person who did exactly that. Like, he always wanted to do better. He wanted to do good things. He was very well liked by everyone, but I think it was just because of who he was. And it's just, that's just who he was. And I just think about him all the time too, because it's like, I just want to be exactly like how he was, you know? And I talk about this a lot with my friends, is like, if I went out tomorrow, like, I want to know that I did everything that I could, to be there for my friends, family. And I wanted to leave a positive impression, and just like, I guess, inspire, influence people to, just be better and do better all the time. So,
Yeah, and I think like the most important part of this whole story, because thank you for sharing that for one.
Yeah.
Is, you know, we sometimes get caught up in like that victim mindset, right? Mm-hmm. And like I talk about this a lot because we all get caught up, no matter how positive we can be. Like I literally turn every negative thing into a positive, no matter what the situation is. But you know, I still get caught up in that victim mentality, and you know, and it's generally what is done to you is then you would want to do for others, right? Mm-hmm. And you don't realize sometimes, especially when somebody is there to make an impact in your life, why they're there to make that impact until they're gone.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And then that is your opportunity. That is the reason why they came into your life, right?
Right.
For that one said reason. And then now look at you. I mean, it's amazing to see what you've done. But it's like, you know, I take some of the struggles I went through, like my divorce, I kind of, you know, sometimes death is easier, right? Because once they're gone, the grieving process is a little bit shorter, right?
Yeah.
But then like, I'm so blessed with an amazing daughter that that was the sole purpose of my marriage, no matter how hard it was.
Yeah.
You know? And so, and like, and now I'm living every day to better myself to then impact her.
Yeah. And it's almost, you don't wish that it happened, but it's like, you're thankful that it did, because it's like, it almost like opens your eyes.
Yeah.
Like I felt, I say this all the time. Like, I feel like before that, I feel like I was just a robot. I feel like I was just going through the motion, not knowing it, but like, now I'm like, I feel a lot more because of, I feel like we were the same. Like everything is like a feeling and like deeper thought. And sometimes it's pressure. I'm like, I just want to not overthink something, but
for sure.
I'm like thankful, because I just feel like now I've like, I'm a newborn baby. Like we have this mindset and we went through something crazy, whether, and it doesn't have to be a death, a divorce, anything, but like you have this new set of eyes and it's like so cool to see like, you know, how much more there is to life. And what you say all the time, you're like, what do you say about like, are you willing to die for your kids? But what's that?
Yeah.
You say it way better.
It's like most parents are willing to die for their children, but are they truly willing to live?
Yeah. And you can even like take out the children part, but it's like, are you willing to like, do you want to just exist or do you want to live? You know? So I feel like going through stuff actually, big or small, is just great.
Got some goosebumps going on. That was good. Yeah. I mean, and I saw this scene the other day. It was, it said, like, I'm not scared of dying. I'm scared of not living.
Right. Yeah.
And that's the thing. Like, you know, again, going back to this victim mentality, this victim mindset that unfortunately we're stuck in a world of a lot of negativity and, you know, and the people that are trying to make a positive impact in others' lives kind of get drowned out by the loud noise of everybody else. But, you know, the only thing that we could do is keep trekking forward and continuing, you know, to make the impact. And, you know, and you being now into the career that you are, you know, in a time when the, like, the glamorous of becoming a police officer.
I picked a good time to get into this career.
Totally. but just knowing the person that you are, because, you know, I've met a lot of police officers. We have a lot of them as clients and firemen and first responders. And, you know, it's a hard time right now.
Yeah.
And so like, how is that impacting your vision moving forward with how you want to make the impact?
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, people ask me that all the time. They're, you know, like being a cop nowadays, like you don't have this and that, but it's like, and I can only speak for myself. And I will just preface this. I'm very new. I only have about like a year and a half on. So maybe people with more time on speak differently. But for me as a police officer, none of that matters, because my heart, the reason why I'm doing it is not for the badge. It's not for the uniform. It's not for the salary. Definitely not. it's truly like, I truly love that. Like, I go into work every day and I'm helping someone. I love that I'm bettering myself. Cause like I said, like there's, if you really look into law enforcement, there's not a lot of perks. I mean, there are, but it's a hard job. So it's like, you really have to have your heart into it. And I love that it's true. Like I'm with the worst of the worst. Like I don't get to, I'm always going to meet someone on their worst day, you know?
Yeah.
And like, you know, that it really is like, you're no matter who I meet, I'm always meeting someone on their worst day. I'm meeting someone in the worst time of their life. I'm meeting gangsters. I'm meeting the worst of the worst. So it's like, I have to like fight within myself to like try to make an impact in some way, or I don't know. It's just, you're always testing yourself to get rise above all of the bad, you know? So I feel like whatever is going on nowadays with law enforcement, none of that to me is impacted, because I know why I'm doing it. And like, I enjoy coming to work every day, and I enjoy the tests that I get, and I just enjoy being around the people. Like, there's so many great people in law enforcement, and there's so many good people. And yeah, so it doesn't really affect me, but maybe ask me in a couple of years. I don't know. But yeah.
Totally. Well, I think it's more of like the noise of what people are saying versus what is actually happening to you.
Right.
Right. Because there's bad seeds in every industry.
Yeah.
I mean, it just is what it is.
Yeah.
But I think it's really the mindset of the person going into it of why they're doing it.
Yeah.
Because some people just go into it because either their military background and that's all they know mm-hmm. is like policing and just that yeah. environment. But then you have like, cause you truly went from fashion and makeup
yes.
to the badge.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, badass.
And yes.
You know, but it's like, but then your mindset is not, it's about the impact. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think that that's, to me, you know, I strive every day to impact, right? Whether that's through the podcast or my gym, through whatever right. other businesses I have. But, you know, I don't think people tend to lose sight of that and know that there's still people out there like that,
mm-hmm.
you know? And then it's like that negative stigma of like, what is going on? I don't want my shit to get cut off.
No, yeah.
I'm just going to zip it. But for you to show up every day like you do, you yeah. know, and just, and be able to like serve and protect.
And I think too, one thing that I've always strived, like, so like with any like what like life events like world, you know, events going on or just anything, I feel like a lot of people you know, turn to social media to try to make an impact or share their views. Mm. Me, I found that I make the biggest impact by starting small. So like I do have a lot of friends that, you know, maybe or old coworkers that might not be as supportive, but I hope that I make that impact so they can see like, okay, well, I don't know how I feel about law enforcement, but I know Melissa, and I know, you know, I can know that she's going to work, and even sharing my stories on a personal level about what happens at work or my perspective, I feel like hopefully can, you know, spread some good. And like I said, if I can even just impact one person to think positively about something, whether it's my job or anything, you know, that's what I hope to do. So
it's not you purposely going out and convincing them, it's you showing up the way that you do every day that yeah. will impact them, right?
Yeah.
And like, it's what you do. I mean, you show up, you come here. I mean, you're working graveyards, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You work in graveyards. You come to the gym,
right?
Right. You have, we've talked about this the other day. We got this 3-hour conversation because that's just what they turn into. So yeah. I apologize that this turns into a 3-hour podcast. But like of how to balance it all,
yeah.
right? Because I think that that's where, and I always say balance, but harmonize, because it's not, there's no balance in life. Nothing's every 50-50.
That's
right?
So true. Yeah.
So it's like, it's creating the harmony in your life to then continue to work on yourself as Melissa,
mm-hmm.
right? And your goals, your specific fitness goals,
right.
and lifestyle goals, not just fitness, and then your career, right? Because I know a lot of people, not just police officers, people that work a lot in life that let everything else lapse,
right?
Because like, oh, I work 40 hours a week, or I do this, I do that. So mm-hmm. like, kind of explain what you've done from not working, right?
Right.
Or from working in fashion makeup to yeah. now, and like how you incorporated like your fitness and taking care of you.
So, well, I will say like, one thing, if I could like stress something, if anyone's like trying to get into fitness and is not, or is intimidated, like always have a goal in mind. Cause I think for me, having the goal of like, I didn't say that, but once I started this process, I got laid off from COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it was like do or die. It was like, I can have this retail job that I have to have right now, or I can have this career that I really want. So it was like do or die for me. So having a goal, I feel like, was super important. What was the question again?
Just like, how are you balancing everything? Like between, yeah, like your lifestyle and the things that you want to accomplish in your life and your goals, your fitness, your nutrition, whatever.
Right. Okay.
So what I talk about is your toolbox, right?
Yeah.
So just like, you know, you have a tool belt, right? You're building the house of your dreams, which is your life.
Right.
What tools are you using, like fitness, nutrition, and then how are you harmonizing that?
Right.
With
that's right.
Work?
Sorry. I'm like yeah. squirrel. I'm literally, it comes up. So I think one thing that helps me is always having a goal. So we talk about it. Luckily with my work, there's always like some sort of fitness something. Like we have a big race in Vegas that we do every year. I'm training for a bench press competition. So that which I'm excited about. But so those things, for me, I feel like help keep me accountable. I feel like also just being in an environment where there's a good amount of people that still really prioritize fitness. Like I have a lot of coworkers and stuff that are naturally physically in shape, which pushes me. But I think, again, it just comes from, I just always want to do better and be better. So as far as fitness goes, like I always just try to make it, I'm a planner. So I always try to make sure I make time for the gym or doing something. I feel like that's super important. And, you know, my biological father would say that. He would always be like, you can always make time for everything. So I feel like, especially with work, it is hard. So like for a while I was working nights and I would work 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. and then I would come here and go straight to the gym. And I'm even it's crazy saying that I did that, and I did that for a good amount of time, but it's like I just knew that I had to do it. There was no thoughts about it, but it was planning, because I knew that once I went to sleep during the day and I got up, I would not want to go before work. So it's just about planning my days and weeks. I'm trying to think too, like I just, and then trial and error too. I feel like I'm not always going to be consistent, and there's some weeks that are going to be bad, but I just find what works. So like for nutrition, for instance, like I would love to meal prep and like have something super nutritious every day, but for me that doesn't work. I don't love my own cooking. So like I do factor meals when I work, so it's super expensive, but though that is what I will eat at work, and it keeps me full, and it's easy because it's frozen, and I put it in my backpack and put it in my fridge at work, and then I heat it up. But then at home, like I make sure to have like the meal prep meals. So like I have more time. So I'll even look at my week and be like, okay, what days do I need to bring my meal prep meals? You know, things like that. And then also planning my workouts. So if you look at my planner right now, like I know what I'm doing every week and I plan my workouts to that. So like if I'm working 3 days a week, like I'll make sure I work out those first 2 days, because I know my third day I'm going to be too freaking tired. So that's going to be my rest day. But then the other, you know, so just planning, I feel like, has been a key for me. And honestly, I don't know if this sounds conceited, but like I like being able to say that like I worked 12 hours, 14 hours, and I made it to the gym. Like there's nothing better than like, because even me, like I never would picture myself working out after a 12 hour, you know what I mean? But to say that I did, like, it's almost like I'm proud of myself, and I'm like proud to say that I did it. And then once you start doing that more and more, it becomes so much easier. Like even with you and I, like the fact that I got up at 5 a.m. to go run with you, and we would run 5-6 miles, yep, and then I'd go to work after, is just like mind blowing to me. But I like being able to say like I can do it. And then it comes back to, you know, telling people, because people are like, oh, can you do this? I'm like, oh, I gotta run. Like you just naturally incorporate, you know, what you're doing, and people are like, whoa, that's cool. And then hopefully you can influence them, like, oh shoot, like I can do that. You know, it's just part of that, like I want to be a good example, because if I can do it, then anyone else can do it, you know.
Yeah, and I think you said some key terms that I say a lot, okay? You prioritize what you are passionate about, mm-hmm, right? And you make time, yeah, for that. And you all of a sudden have the money to do the things that you prioritize, right? Yeah. And most people just have their priorities all screwed up, you know? Because like even with our gym, right? Our gym's not cheap. And right, but it's worth it if, yeah, you prioritize it.
100%.
And yeah, that's where like most people get held back, because they're like, oh, I can't join a great community because it's too expensive. I can't order meal prep foods because it's too expensive. It's just because they don't prioritize it.
Right.
You know, and that's like the having to make time versus find time. You're never going to find time.
Right.
Right. Because yeah, you don't find time for the things you prioritize. Oh, you so make true. Time for it.
Yeah.
And I think that's where, you know, in like the tools that I want to continue to like give to people, is that if you're passionate about it, no matter what it says, because I know you said, yes, like I don't want to sound conceited, but no, like that's a huge thing for you, mm-hmm, to like work a 12-hour shift and then come to a gym and still feel accomplished.
Yeah.
No matter how tired, no matter how long of a day it was.
Yeah.
I mean, because I can't imagine the things that you've gone through in your short year and a half on the force.
Right.
You know, but it's like you've seen some hard shit.
Yeah.
And so, and then you have to come home and then compartmentalize like what the hell just happened. Right.
But I think it's true. And I think, and for anyone listening, it's like, it doesn't have to be that big of a, it could literally be like you worked 8 hours, or yep, like you're a stay at home mom and you know, whatever that is, like to overcome that. So I don't want to put out the, oh, I worked, you know, but I think too, I think another reason why it works too is because I didn't start out this way. Like I remember when I first started, just in general, like wanting to change my lifestyle, the first thing I did literally was just cut out soda. Mm. It had to start small. Like I didn't change my eating habits. I didn't change fitness. I literally started with that thing because you can't go from 0 to 100. Like, no. We don't get to Adam status like right away. But like, I think that's what it is. Cause then you start working your way up and now it's like, I want to do those things. Like, I crave it. Like the desire to work out a day. Like right now I'm like really into doing like running and working out, like a 2-a-day thing. Like, but I, I know, right? No, but like a year ago, that's not. And so I think that's, a key for anyone wanting to like just make this a long lasting thing is you can't expect to want to do those things right away. But like, if you start small and you just work your way up, you know, like even coming here, I remember I was having the hardest time with like a TRX machine, like doing like, you know, or burpees or even just like jump squats for a minute. Now it's like, I'm like pushing, we're doing 125 bench press. Like doing 40 pound plus snatch. Like you're, you know, you build, but you build up to that, you know? So I just think that's a key to know.
So take like your calendar, right? And pretend it's like your roadmap, right? So it's like most people don't take a road trip without a map, right? Or any form of direction. So most people go into fitness starting like, oh, I'm just going to go to the gym because it's a good idea. It's a good, you know, it's like, oh, I know if I do this, I will eventually get there.
Right.
But it's like, you have to fail in order to continue to learn in this industry. Just because, I mean, I never thought in my life, like this morning, I told you earlier, but I ran for a 4-mile run with our clients. I worked out and then I went for another 4-mile run after the same workout, like hours in a row. But it's taken me 15 years to like get to this point.
And to do it easy. Like easy.
But then it's like, you know, but people see me where I'm at now, especially people that come into the business now and they're like, oh, like they see like the medals and whatever and all that stuff. And there's a lot of those, what is going on here? Hold on 1 second. There you go.
I didn't get that. Oh, did you try
again? I guess Siri's now,
a part of the chat.
How do I get out of this? That's weird. Whatever, maybe she'll just disappear.
You know, now that we're talking about this too, it's like, I think a big part of it too is just the mindset. You know what I mean? Like it's more, it's, it really is just like you're, you have to find your why. Like I've worked, tried to work out before, but it's like, it wasn't until I found my why that it really stuck. And like one thing too, it's like, you don't have to be, that's one thing I wanted to like in my head, I wanted to talk about too with this is like, you don't have to be this like extraordinary person. Like me, I've always been like an average person, like grades, athletics, like just everything I've settled for average. And like, I didn't come from a family of athletes. Like I didn't come from like a, well, you know, everything, nothing about me is super special, but it just takes a good mindset to do amazing things. Cause I have people all the time that are like, oh my God, you do this, this is, you know, they say, and I'm like, but you could do, there's nothing about me that makes me like separate from why you can't do things. And I think that's why I like this gym too. And like, I'm going on a tangent now, but it's like, it really is like, it's all these people that, and everyone's special in their own way. Yes. But it's like, there's nothing that like set me up to like do these crazy things. It's just, I have that mindset and I have my why and it makes it work. And to go off that too. So my gym, my insurance, I have free gym membership. So I could get, I could literally have 5 memberships right now to 5 different gyms and it's all free, but I still go here and everyone asks me and they hear the price, which is, it's not bad, but it's, you know, it's more than free. And they're like, what, why do you go? And it's like, it's because all these people in this gym too have their why and they all like want to have the same mindset as me. Like they want to live and be above average. And even like you said, we do have this 3-hour talk. Like that's why I come here. And like, this is why, cause you surround yourself with people like this and you surround yourself with a gym that doesn't just want to give you big muscles, this and that, but just wants you to like hit these physical goals, but not for the physical part, but for the mental part. Like, and I feel like this gym like screams that all the time. So it's like, to me, this gym is priceless, but because you're getting a lot more than, you know, you're not getting a lot more than just a good workout, you know?
And I think for me, just being, I mean, granted it's my gym, but like the community is key because it's showing you what's possible, right? Cause like you came in 2020, so I was 10 years of being open, right? And I've had clients here for that entire time.
Yeah.
So it's like, you're seeing people that are probably double your age that are doing insane stuff.
Yeah.
And you're like, what the hell, right? So having that type of encouragement and seeing that, because that's what I don't like about the big box gym environment. It's, I call it the headphone in, head down mentality, because it's like, yeah, the hat's on, head down, this you're not making eye contact. Yeah. Oh, no. Like, if you come here and you don't hug me, like, you can go to 24 hours.
You know what's funny, too, is I remember my first week here, I did, like, one of each different style class. And I remember telling my mom that first week, like, every single class that I went to, it was a different trainer, and every single one came up to me and said hi, because I believe they knew that I was new. And I say that because everyone is such a family here that they know when someone new is there. And I remember everyone was saying hi. It was like such a welcoming environment. And now I try to do that every time because, yeah, it's very much not like that. It's like, if you don't, disclaimer for anyone wanting to join Epic, if you want to just put your head down and work, like, this is not the place. This, yeah, is, you know, it is a place of like community. And I was telling, you know, I got my best friend to come here. She got her sister to come here. Like, it's just, it's, and that's like a big part of it, is like coming here and everyone's so encouraging. And we did that, we practiced benching that one day, and I had like three people that I say, like, how'd it go? And I'm like, yeah, how can, like, you just can't fucking beat that. I know. You know, no fucking golds or crunch will give you that, you
for
know?
Sure. Yeah. So. And I think, like, you know, but up to this point, right, you haven't had it all, right? You've had to start from small to get to where you're at, mm-hmm, today. And so, and I think that that's, you know, more relevant to people just starting or even on their journey who are just like kind of floating through.
Yeah.
Cause like a lot of people come here because like they're tired of what they're continually doing and they want something different and they want to be pushed in different ways. And, you know, and it's a little funny story. So the other day I had a guy walk in and, you know, I'm talking to him. He's like an Ironman triathlete. He's a super stud. Like, we end up talking, yeah, for like 2 hours. This is a great guy. But one of the classes was ending and everybody was hugging me on the way out. And
what the heck?
Yeah. And he's like, you're a likable guy. And I was like, well, it's kind of like, you know, it's our thing here. Yeah. Like, whatever. We're just a big, happy family. And I go, I'll shake your hand like the first time if you're, you know, whatever. And I was like, and then just expect hugs after that.
Yeah.
So then like, we're hanging out, we're talking. And then I walk him out the front. I'm like, give him my card. I'm like, you know, if you want to come try class, whatever. And I go to put my hand out and he's like, what are you doing? And he comes in and gives me like a big hug.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
And it's so funny because like he ended up coming back and he even taken a class and super nice guy. But it's just, it's like, that's the environment of like the support that I want people to feel, like they truly feel loved.
Yeah.
And they know, because like, you know, you came here, so I didn't even put the dates together, like right after you lost your ex-boyfriend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and it's like, I couldn't imagine the mindset shifts that you've gone through, right, since then.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't just like, oh, I'm going to do something different moving forward. It's like, you've had to grieve, you've had to overcome, you've had to, you know, figure out your life.
Right.
Because I think like up to a point, if I'm not mistaken, you were possibly going to spend the rest of your life with this guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
and so like all those factors play a huge role in it, right?
100%.
And it's like, but you had to pivot. Mm-hmm. Right. Because you knew that this happened, you had to accept it. And then you had to like figure out a way to not bury yourself in that black hole. Like,
yeah,
you know, a lot of people I see do.
Spot on. Yes.
Yeah. Because it is like, you know, fear to me is like the number one crippling thing. Cause everybody is scared of fear, and fear is just an emotion that you can control.
Yeah.
Right? It's just a matter of how you train yourself to control it or not. It doesn't mean it's not real, cause mm-hmm. it is. And then to build your strength up by finding a community of people that support you in that,
yeah,
you know, and then from there developing the right tools that's going to help you accelerate that. And I think that that's where most, you know, where I see why clients stay here, not just because of the hugs or the fancy machines or the community. It's they're given real life scenarios to do, not just what they do with the hour here. It's then what they
yeah.
do for the rest of their life.
100%.
You know, it's like you know, you decided to go into law enforcement and then we trained you to get there. We got you into the academy. You crushed the academy. I think you even graduated like pretty high in your class.
Maybe. I don't know. It seems like a while ago, but
well, in my life, she graduated number one.
I did good in yeah. the academy, but yeah, no. And that's what's funny is I came here for that, but now it's like a whole new,
yeah.
like, I'm like a monster. Like, I'm just like crave this, and it's so much past
yeah.
just my job. Like, I don't even associate, honestly, my job job with this. Like, not I know they go hand in hand, like I need to stay in shape, but it's like they're two totally different things. And it's just funny because I came here for my job, but yeah. Now I'm like, yeah.
Nope. People come here for their specific reasons. That's not why they stay.
Yeah.
They stay because I'm awesome. No, I'm just kidding. No, but I think, like, you know, and that's the biggest thing about any career, let alone just the law enforcement first responders. I mean, it's like fitness should be so relevant, right?
Yeah.
It's like you're going to go in, you're going to knock a fire out. Like, we had a house fire across the way a couple months ago, last summer. You know, and it's like these, you have to stay in shape for that.
Yes.
You know, and it's like not only do you have to feel good and feel ready, but then you have to be mentally prepared and mentally ready to be able to handle mm-hmm. all that. And I do not get it. I've met countless people in a lot of different industries that have to do with physical fitness, but then they don't do it because it's like, oh, I've made it, right?
And then, right.
So backstory, I don't know if I ever told you this, but I got robbed at gunpoint when I was 17 years old.
Yeah, I remember you telling me that, yeah.
And when, after the robbery happened, we ended up finding a cop, and the cop was like a 300-pound man. And like, he was sitting in his car across the street at the Tommy's parking lot. I'll call it out on Topanga Boulevard in Woodland Hills. I don't know who he is.
Yeah.
But couldn't even get out of his car.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, and that's where it's like, I idolize people like you who put this in the forefront even before your career, because it makes your career better.
Yeah.
Right. It makes your impact better. Because mm-hmm. I'm sorry. It's kind of like going to a doctor and he's fat, telling me that I have to lose weight.
Literally. Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to listen to that.
Yeah.
Like, no way in hell.
Ugh.
You know, it's like, cool. You might be book smart. You know what the body does, but you sure as hell don't know how to do it yourself.
And it goes back to leading by example. And that's what, 1,000%. That's what I mean about this job is, like, if you do it right, like, you're constantly being, because it is very easy to do that. Like, there are no, at least for the department that I work for, there's no prerequisite, like, or, you know, monthly, like, what's funny is we have to qualify with our firearms every other month, which obviously that's why. Yeah. But it's like, there should be something for fitness. And luckily, there are still people that do that on their own. But I mean, yeah, it's crazy how many people lose it. But it's also crazy too, like, how many people still make it a part of their lives. And it's crazy because, at least for my department, anyone that's in a specialized unit, so let's say they work like 12 to 10, that first hour on the clock is dedicated to working out. And it's almost like, so like, I talked to a gang officer and he's like, yeah, I'm like, what if you don't want to work out that day? And they're like, well, it's kind of frowned upon. Like, you work out with your specialized unit. And I'm like, wow, that is badass. Like, yeah. I love that. And all those people, they prioritize it. And you could tell and they may not be the most fit people, but they like make an effort every day to, you know, so I love that. But I wish it were more, but yeah, I don't know. And you know, it's very easy too, because people think like it's a very, when people think about cops, you know, a big thing is like pursuits and foot pursuits, but like a lot of it is sitting in the car all day. Yeah. Like, you yeah. know what I mean? Like, especially like at night, like there's not really a lot for us to do like outside of our car. So we're sitting, if it's not busy, like in our car driving around. So yeah. I think it's even more of a priority for me, at least even outside of work, to get my muscle, you know, because I worked retail before. So I'm at least walking around getting my steps, you know, yeah. I'm carrying boxes, this and that. Like, this job, if any, you really have to make it a priority if you want to stay in shape. And I feel like it's part of your uniform, you know, like I want people to see, you know, like, oh, even before work, like I could work out here, I could work out, you know, at another gym, but I'll work out at my station because, one, it's easier, but also I want my coworkers to know that like I'm working out for me, but I'm also working out for you. Like, if something were to happen, you know, like, you know, I'm taking this seriously. So if shit goes down, like, I'm ready, you know, and I want to stay ready, you know.
That's badass.
And last thing, because I could talk forever, but there's one of my friends from work, super in shape. And it's funny because, like, the ones that are super in shape at work, like, everyone, like, teases them and stuff. But it's a weird dynamic, but he's super in shape, super athletic. And I was talking to him, we were talking about fitness and stuff, and he was like, I don't work out to like look good or like have that physique. He's like, I work out to be ready for whatever. Like, yeah. If I want to run a marathon, I want to be ready. If I need to chase someone, I'm ready. And I'm like, that's such a similar mentality that I have. And I don't look like him, but I mean, I love that, because it's not about like looks, but it's just like, he doesn't want to not be able to do something. That's how I took it. And that's how I feel all the time. Like, I just don't want to not be able to do something, or God forbid in 20 years, like, I don't want to be that cop that can't, you know what I mean? Like, so that's a big mindset. And I'm glad that I'm surrounded by people, not only in this gym, but at work, that want similar goals as me.
Yeah, and I think it also goes back to like the mental health of things as well. Like yeah. being in that type of job, like I said, you see some of the worst. Like, I mean, you said it the best I've ever heard it. Is like you see everybody on their worst day, mm-hmm. right? Even if you make their day better, right? But you see them on their worst day. And I think like the mental capacity of that. And I wish other industries, and I think like, you know, I always go back to like the start of inception with our kids, right? Like who are the people our kids spend the most time with? They're their teachers, right? In yeah. school. And like, it's like you know, home. So imagine if you had a physical, healthy person who has like this zest for life that's being able to impact these kids that have, regardless of, are teachers underpaid? Yes. Are they overworked? Yes. Are they expected to do everything for everybody? Yes. Cause my mom was a teacher. She was overpaid 30 something years in the industry. And like, I'm very thankful she's not in there anymore.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's again, like, what fitness does for people, right? Like, just like you said, like that officer wants to be able to run a marathon if he wants to. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to toot my own horn or sound conceited, but I love the fact that I can toot. But like, you know, I randomly ran 38 miles for my birthday, right? Just because I can, right? And it's like, and a lot of people, I think, lose out on not just like mental clarity, mental acuity, but then the side of life that you miss out, right? Like mm-hmm. I'm going to Kauai in like a week on vacation, which I forgot I got to bring all the shit so I can record out there. But like I'm going to hike, I'm going to run, I'm going to do things that most people that go on vacation don't do, mm-hmm. right? Because I want to experience a different way because I live a very active life. I'm very right. like, I don't want to say I'm redundant on my routine, but I kind of am because like I need to do these specific things or just not the same time every day.
Right, yeah.
But like, I'm going to go to this island. I'm going to go run. I'm going to go hike. I'm going to do these things. I'm going to push my body to points like I would at home.
Right.
But now I'm able to see things in different areas that most people won't because they're not in shape.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it's like, I think people are missing such a side of life that like, if you have to go to see if a trail is handicap accessible, like that's a problem. Right.
Yeah.
And it's like, and that I think equates to mental health, physical health, just being able to like, you know, we talked about it earlier, like, you know, I'm not scared to die. I'm scared of not living.
Right.
You know, and being able to live and being able to like, even going down to the basics, like you said, like it doesn't have to be so complicated, but like playing with your kids, playing with your nieces and nephews, playing with, you know, like I've got a 6-year-old who's batshit crazy, who loves to be active
love her.
Oh my God. I love her. That's the thing. It's like fitness is so much more than that. And I think like, you know, having your story and what you've gone through and how you implement this mm-hmm. into your life versus the, I have to do this. And then you're the type of person now I get to do this.
Yeah.
And I think that to me is like the best mindset shift that I've ever done is that like, you know, this morning I ran with Lori. She's one of our clients. I was dead. And like, we were like the last mile, we do 10 burpees, 10 pushups, 10 squats every mile. Cause we're just dumb.
Love it.
And, the last mile. And I was like, I'm so thankful I get to do this.
Yes. I say that all the time. Like, I thank God every day that I'm like capable and healthy of exercising. And you don't have to thank God, whoever you believe, but it's like to be able to do this, like, and I'm not even like overly, like I'm not running like marathons, ultras, but it's like, there's people that don't get to do this, like that wish that are even more athletic than me, that, you know, and to just be able to experience that. And like, it's, I like that you said it's about mental health, because I think at first it's great seeing like the physical difference. And like, I even now, like I have new goals, so I'm starting to see a difference, but that mental, like that point where you realize that like your mental, I guess capacity is changing, is like, oh my God, it's like the biggest high ever, because it's like, yeah, you're getting in shape, but like the feeling and the just the mental clarity you get from working out is just, it's like a high. It's like, and I constantly chase it. Like even yesterday we did, what did we do? We did back buys, and then I went on a run and I was like, you know what? Like, you just think and you smell and you just, it's just like such a boost of awesomeness. I don't know. I love it. So
I am definitely chasing the high. I mean, I look at exercise like it's my daily medicine, right? Like people take all these medications for blood pressures and cholesterols and all this stuff, and then they have to take other medications to combat what those other medications do. And it's like,
you have your own 2 feet. Yeah, you have your own muscle.
Totally. Yeah. Right. And it's like, and yeah, it's funny that, you know, I thank my higher power because, you know, do I believe in God? Yes. I do believe that we are, you know, all here for a specific purpose. Mm-hmm. I think most people lose sight on trying to find what that purpose is. Right. Cause like, oh, I'm not good enough. I'm just here to be a basic mom. I'm here to be basic. Like, you know, both me and you.
Yeah.
I mean, so little funny story. So my dad has this booklet of all these like family heirlooms, not heirlooms, but family like accomplishments and things people have done. Right.
Oh, I love that.
So like my, so it has like all of our old driver's licenses, our old like high school IDs. It has, I don't know if like you won student of the month. It has just like these things from like my grandparents to like my great aunt to like my uncles, my brother, me. And then so, and even down to my, now my daughter. You go to my page. So like my brother's, it's like his IDs, all this stuff. And it's like, you know, student of the month, like all like this academic shit. You get to me, it's like my first one is my middle school report card. It's like fail, fail, fail D. And then like in the comments is like very disruptive in class, talks too much.
Oh my
and
God.
It's like, I mean, nothing's changed. I'm 38 and I still do that stuff.
Yeah, it's on point for you.
I'm the best teacher. I'm the worst student. but then like the next page was like court summonses, speeding tickets, like all that stuff. Like, you know, I've been like the worst of the worst, not the worst of the worst. Like I've done some stupid shit in my life. No. Right. But it's like, you don't have to have the genetics for it. Right. You just have to have the will and desire to be something bigger that you are.
Yeah. That's all you need.
Yeah. And even if it's your kid, your spouse, you, God, whatever it may be, that's going to give you that, like that is going to be that kind of spring in the motivation.
Yeah.
And then you got to develop the discipline.
Yeah.
Because like you,
I love that word. Yeah. That's literally my favorite word. Cause it is you. I think you've said it so many, it's, you don't have to have motivation every day, mm-hmm. but you have to have discipline. And in law enforcement, that's such a huge word too, but it is like, it's coming in on the days that you don't want to come in or dedicating those days that you don't want to do, you know what I mean? It's all about discipline.
Yeah. And I think people just, you know, they think that motivation, once it's there, it's like the New Year's resolution, right? It's like, I do zero marketing on New Year's. Honestly, I can care less if anybody comes in. I wait till like February, March, April, when they realize that the New Year's resolutions don't work.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, all right, now you can come try us out, because it just, it doesn't work that way. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, and then if you're not focusing on building that discipline, and it takes time, it takes failure, it takes giving up every once in a while to like take a break from it, you know, because I remember conversations, you know, especially with you, with dialing in your nutrition, figure out what's going to work for you.
Because I remember when I first started here, I think I lost like 12 pounds. I had never like loved how I looked more. And this was like probably like maybe a year before I ended up starting the academy. And then I remember like 6 months before I gained it all back, personal life issues and just going through stuff. But then now, you know, this past year I've managed to dial, I mean, not get back to that weight, but I've added so much more muscle. Like the fact that all that I've done, you know what I mean? But it's not linear. It's not, it's like, I've had moments, you know, where I've failed, but then that's, it gives you that motivation. Like I see that as a push, like, okay, I saw what it was like to lose it. I do not want to lose it again. Yeah. So it's crazy, but it's not linear. It's not.
Yeah. And the thing that is like, if you want a quick fix, you can get a quick fix. Mm-hmm. But the problem is like, you're going to be doing a quick fix your whole life.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, and I've always made it a standard to figure out what tools necessary for you to like lose that weight once and never do it again. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, me included, over the last 15 years, I've been up, I've been down, I've been up and been down, you know, and it's going to happen, right? We mm-hmm. have pivotal moments in our life. We have kids, you know, they go off to school. We have like these big changes, career changes. Yeah. Like you had to like figure out time and, you know, like even being here, I'm here 15 hours a day, every day. And,
but I feel like it was all meant to happen. Like even with you, like you, like I think before your new, I'm going to call it like a revelation, like you always seem fit to me, but then I know you said you were going through some mental health stuff and then it caused you to like now dial it in more. And like, I was like, holy shit, I thought you looked good before, but it's like, and you, obviously you wish that you had like, I don't know, maybe that, I don't know if you wish that that hadn't happened, but it's like it happened in the right time. And even with me, like lose it. Yeah, I lost that weight first, but I also was super skinny. I had no muscle. And now I'm like, okay, well now I don't even care about the weight anymore. I want to be freaking strong. I want to like fucking lift some weight that no one thinks I can lift. Like, yeah. I want to, it's all so, but I wouldn't have gotten that mindset had I not, you know, gained back that weight in between, you know, because then it just, I was in a different, I'm in a different place now, you know?
Yeah.
So it all happens for a reason.
Yeah. And I don't think like for my, like what I went through, especially last year with my mental breakdown and my reconstruction of my life, I'll say,
yeah, I love
is,
that.
You know, it happened at the right time mm-hmm. because I don't think in every, you know, I can go back the last 15 years of my journey of like being in fitness and how it has affected my life. But it hasn't been until now that it's the most important thing.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm going to say this because, and it doesn't really matter who's listening. but I was in a conversation with my glorious ex last week and she was bitching and complaining about something. And she mentioned to me that I have so much time out of my hand that I have this new, that I have a great body now. Right. So it's kind of like a compliment. kind of a backhanded slap, but whatever.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Totally. But she was trying to prove a point that I have too much time on my hands, but I don't. Like, I prioritize my time.
Yeah.
I prioritize it for the fact that, like, I make sure that if I have a full day of work, like this morning, I was up at 3:50 this morning. I ran at 4-something this morning with two of my other crazy ass clients that are down with that. And, you know, I had to get that done out of the way. So then that way I can focus on the things I need to focus on throughout the rest of my day.
Yeah.
So that way I can prioritize my time.
And, you know, it's funny too that you say that. So we have DECA coming up May 6th and my two academy classmates wanted to go down to Mexico for Cinco de Mayo and they wanted to go from the 4th to the 6th. And I said, no, I'm sorry. I hadn't signed up for DECA yet, but I'm like, it's just about that. It's like, I know, yes, I could go and it would be a great time, but I also know like how much of what DECA is going to give me, like crushing that time, like trying to beat my time from like just all that I'm going to gain with that. And it's like, I am going to prioritize something like that over, you know, and not to say you can't have fun, but you know, it's just like what you're saying. Like like I don't have time to do both, or I could probably, I don't know. It's just, you have this new mindset where you want to make those things above the other things if you really want it.
For sure. I mean, it's like, you know, again, I'm going to Hawaii, right? Most people are like Mai Tais, drinking, all that stuff. I'm like, where's the closest Costco?
Literally.
Where's the, I'm going to cook and prep my meals? Because there's things that I prioritize way more than like the short term. Do I go out? Like, I'm going to a concert this weekend, which is kind of cool. And you know, I don't go out much. I do work a lot,
right?
But it's like the times that I do, I make priority for it, mm-hmm. right? But it's like, I make sure, I know that if I'm going out, I'm going to eat dinner before I go. I'm going to not drink, just because I, you know, drinking doesn't serve a purpose in my life right now. Even though I did start a tequila company, but you know, that's whatever.
Business.
It's business. Totally. It's not because I'm an alcoholic for sure. But yeah, and like that's really where it's like, you know, you made it. That's an awesome choice, right? Because it's like you missed out on a short term, really, if you really think about it, a short term hangover.
Yeah.
Right. For goals that are really important to you, you know, and it's like the people pleaser side of me would be like, yes, I'll go. Right.
Yeah.
But then, and then I'll regret it, because who's going to suffer? Because I really didn't want to do that in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, exactly. and that's part of my journey where it's like, I've said this before, where like somebody asked me a question, I'm like, yes. Right. But even before even knowing what the question was, like, I won't even let them finish. Right. Just because I'm like, yes, I'll do it. Right.
Right. Yeah.
And then you tend to lose out, or then you like have to like kind of go back and blah, blah, blah. It doesn't really matter. But that's a huge for you, you know, and anybody to make that choice to pick something, especially like DECA, because DECA's it's ridiculously tough.
I know, I'm scared.
I'm going to bring my daughter with me.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah. I haven't signed up yet. I'm going to sign up the day of, hopefully that there's still spots available just to do it.
Yeah.
Because I don't have help with my daughter.
Right.
So I'm hoping like maybe she'll stick to somebody and let me go race.
I'll hang out there.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But I'm gonna go and support, and we spend the day at Disney, whatever, it's fine. But that's the thing. But that's where like your priorities change, and you start to see like how this is all have been relevant in your story leading up to this point. Cause you had to go through what you did with your ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
You had to go through what you did trying to get into the academy. You had to go through the academy, right?
Yeah.
And then come out of the academy and then get into the workforce, which I'm sure was an intimidating.
It's that's a whole other animal.
Yeah. You know, and then to then now you know, you walk into this gym and like your presence is like relevant, right? It's like you stand tall, you're it's confident, nice to say, yeah. like, you know, and more than I've ever seen. And mm-hmm. I think like, and so Melissa and I, we have this, hi.
Every day.
Yeah. Every time
it's
we see each other.
It's not a normal hi. It's a hi.
Yeah. And she could walk down the hallway. I won't even see her. I'll know.
Can I hear it?
Yeah. But it's just, yeah. And I'm super proud of you. And I'm thankful that we've been on this journey. Cause like, yeah, you came February of 2020 and we shut our gym down in March and then you've stuck through it ever since with us. And, yeah, it's been an amazing story. So let's end this, before we end this at 3 hours. So with where you're at in your life and what you've gone through, like, let's lend some advice to somebody who's either just starting out or is in like that kind of transitional phase in their life. Like, what are some, you know, tips that you can give?
Yeah. I think for me, like I said earlier, I think it's just starting small. Like I think that was most helpful for me was just literally not, because you want to, like when I first started, like it's like my eyes were bigger than my stomach kind of thing. It's like I wanted to be that athlete, like I want it, you know, but you can't, you have to start small to make long-term changes. Having a goal, like I just think training for things have been super helpful, and I see it here. I feel like everyone is training for Spartan, or even just if it's like to you know, go up and rep, like just train for something. But I really do think it's the mindset. Like I think surrounding yourself with people that are like-minded, but also just like wanting more for you. Like, and I think that's if, because we could talk for hours about, I feel like I could go more in depth on what's happened to me the last couple of years, but I think it really is your mindset. Like, I just want better for me. I want to live at 100%. I want to, you know, like I said, if I go out tomorrow, I want to know that, like, one, people looked up to me for being a positive role model, but also, like, for me, like, I want to know, like, I didn't say no to things. Like, I may have feared a lot, but I did it anyways. Like, I just think your mindset and just having that will to just, like, be better, just be better every day. Like, just, and it'll work in all aspects of life. And, like, I can't stress this enough. Like, there was nothing special that made me do this other than just having that drive and that like animalistic, just like desire to just want to be better.
Love that.
Yeah. And honestly, coming to Epic too. If you're new and you're starting out, come to Epic.
Gotta have that courage, baby.
Literally. No, but just having that and just like, I think just wanting to live, like instead of just exist, just wanting to do more and just wanting better for yourself. And I think all those is a good recipe for just an epic life. And yeah, I'm thankful that I have had this new like clarity, this new lifestyle. And I just hope that even this, like I wanted to do this one, I mean, I love to talk, so, but like, I just hope that even if just like one person here, like whether it's someone that goes to our gym that doesn't know what I've gone through, or like my family that maybe is going to listen to this, like they are like influenced to like kind of make that change and not even just with fitness, but with anything, you know, like if they want to change jobs and they hear my story, or like, you know what I mean? Just being, I'm the most stubborn person ever. And to know that I've done all this, like anyone out there, like no matter what your reasons why you can't, or anything that could stop you, like knowing that's can be overcome. I hope that they can see that with my story, like it's possible, you know? So
you are relevant, you're strong, you're capable, and let's do this shit.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. You're a freaking gangster.
You made me gangster.
I will take credit where credit is due. I will take credit. So yeah, I hope you guys got a lot out of this episode. This is a real person with a real story and real impact. So do the best you possible, and every person is courageous.
Thank you for listening to the Becoming Epic podcast. If you're still listening to this, that means you took something away from this episode. Make sure you leave a review and subscribe so you never miss an episode. Becoming Epic. We'll see you next time. Fitness became a blessing. It's my secret weapon. I'm living every second.